Reader's notes. So this is the part where I thank Bessie Boo on bended knee for all the shit I put her through these past 6 months. And this is the part where I say thank you for everything. Because not only was she the world's most, you know, persistent pep talker and kept me going as far as, oh yeah, I actually have to finish all this. Because I made myself a chart of accountability and then didn't hold myself accountable. Yeah. Accountability, not my thing. But she kept me going when I needed to record stuff, and she beta listened to over 2/3 of this project. Yeah, at least 24 hours of me talking. She did it at home, she did it commuting, she did it at work. This is the part where I say, hi, hipster law firm, thank you for letting Bess listen to me talking about vampire porn while she was supposed to be doing work. If not for your lenience and hipstery attitude, this would not have ever been finished. Oh, congratulations on the new baby, boss number one. And thank you again, boss numbers one and two, and the rest of the staff at the hipster law firm for being so understanding of my vampire porn. But seriously, Bess, I owe you hats and scarves and cookies and hugs and I would say firstborn child, but I don't think you actually want any kids of mine. They'd probably be terribly behaved and kind of messy. But so much. Guys, this woman, you know what she did? She listened to not only the introduction and all my, like, rambliness and all my random, oh, hey, this is funny, but it's not relevant at all, but it's funny. No. 24 hours of the 31. Even more, I think. And she made covers for the entire series. And she made covers. I've had to pinky swear to Bess that next year's PBB will be 6 hours or less. But that's okay, really. I can totally do crazy in 6 hours or less. additional thanks go to Night Tracer, because she picked up the slack when it was crunch time and, oh crap, I'm not done recording and posting is due in like 2 days. Shit. But Night Tracer was really, really helpful about things like finding all the places where I'd stuttered or dropped shit or, you know, the sirens were going off in the background or whatever. So she helped with the beta listening as well. And finally to Quintency, because she was very good about poking me and prodding me and reminding me that I had my chart of accountability. And also beta listening, because, you know, it takes a village to raise a podfic, right? Guys, you have no idea how absolutely wonderful these women are as far as, well, vampire porn. In addition, what else? What other nice things do I have to say? That, you know, Bess is amazing and wonderful and full of goodwill towards her fellow podficker and won't stab me in the ears ever, pretty please. And thank you to Night Tracer and Quintency as well for beta listening. Yeah. Yeah, next year is definitely going to be 6 hours or less. So I also put together as sort of extraneous side information. There's a playlist of all the songs that got used as intro-outro music. So there's a song mix there. And there's also a who's who, although that was kind of mostly for my own fun. It started off as, hey, Bess, these are how I picture these characters. Mostly it's Brendan in a hat. I love top hats. But then it sort of extended to, well, other people might not know a whole lot about Vandom, so I should let them see what all the characters look like as vampires. And that translated to black and white, because clearly vampires are always black and white. It makes sense in my head, whatever. So that's like an extra thank you to Quintency, because if it weren't for her prodding back in November of 2011, I never would have picked up the series in the first place. We were talking about 16 Candles and like vampire AUs and werewolf AUs in Bandom, and I was just tipping my toe into the water, and then it was like, oh yeah, have you read this one? And then I was like, oh, Podfic Big Bang is starting. I should do this monster. And now it's almost 32 hours of audio. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm real sorry about that. Yeah, so Quintency gets an extra thank you for pointing me in the direction of this whole series in the first place. And also, super awesome mega thanks to Her Love Was a Joke for letting me play with this in the first place. Because, well, if she'd said no, you know, 6 months ago, there wouldn't be this many hours of podfic for you to listen to. And there also wouldn't be any music, because she was super, super awesome about giving me all her playlists that she'd listen to when she was doing, you know, the writing stuff. So I tried to pick the music from that so it would be thematically appropriate. And, yeah, guys, I did some math the other day, and over the course of 6 months, I have spent approximately 3 weeks lying on my stomach on the sofa recording this. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of hours. So, maybe you should take it in small bits. I know Kentarina was saying that at one point she'd been listening to too many hours of my podfic and started hearing other people talking in my New York accent. So, I'm sorry if that happens to you too. Anyway, thank yous, thank yous, thank yous and hugs and kisses and cookies to Quintency, Night Tracer, Her Love Was a Joke, Hipster Law Firm, and of all and above and beyond and everything, Bessie Boo. Seriously, that lady is amazing. We should all go hug her right now. Yep, so that was my thank yous, and you should all go listen to Screaming Down the Starlit Sky, my podfic Big Bang project for 2012, composed of 15 stories and a lot of parts. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.